Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Today marks 1 week since the wildfires tore through Maui, leveling the historic town of Lahaina and killing at least 99 people. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Tuesday morning, 6:37 a.m., a three-acre fire breaks out near Lahaina Intermediate School. 2 hours later, it's declared 100% contained. But with forecasts calling for wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour, four schools in West Maui were closed due to the powerful winds from Hurricane Dora. 3:30 p.m., hours later, the fully contained fire, which may have given residents false hope, flares up. All the while, active power lines are down. They were never shut off. Alert sirens designed to warn residents of an emergency sat silent.
President Biden says he'll soon visit Maui, but doesn't want to interfere with the recovery effort. Former President Trump and 18 associates are being allowed to voluntarily surrender by noon on August 25th after being indicted in Georgia's election meddling case. Among those charged is former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. CBS's Graham Cates has more on a motion filed by Meadows to move the case.
What they were doing was arguing that the charges against him in this kind of sweeping racketeering case against not only Meadows, but his former boss, former President Donald Trump, involve his service at the White House when he was the chief of staff for Trump. And they say because of that, the case belongs not in local court, but in federal court.
North Korea claims the U.S. soldier who fled to the north last month after an assault conviction in South Korea did so willingly. Reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul.
Travis King was supposed to be on his way back to the U.S. when he dashed into North Korea while on a border tour on July 18th, and nothing had been heard of him since. But now the reclusive nation state media insists he's seeking refuge in North Korea or a third country after claiming inhuman mistreatment and racial discrimination within the U.S. Army.
Hollywood studios offer a counterproposal to screenwriters in an effort to end the WGA strike, but both that one and the SAG-AFTRA strike will go on, as CBS's Matt Piper reports.
Striking SAG-AFTRA members.
What do we want?
On the picket line as the one-month mark hits. During a virtual roundtable with the media, union leadership says they're eager to get back to the table, but say the studios still won't budge on major issues. Jeff Torres is a member.
We just want, like, fair residuals. We want a compensation for as much money as they're making. We want to be making money for that, too. It seems fair.
The WGA, meantime, could be closer to a deal. That union is evaluating a counterproposal from major Hollywood studios that, if agreed upon, would allow union members to resume working after more than 100 days of their walkout.
Stocks fall on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, risankizumab rizza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Nothing is everything.
With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 57. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 85. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 61. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 71.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Handcrafted premium cocktails. Annex Wealth Management, know the difference. And Island Resort and Casino. Brewers, Dodgers, big series here this week in Los Angeles. And we're moments away from the first pitch on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Scott Peck, broker manager here at Addison Jones. So I was voted best real estate agent of Winnebago County in 2021 and 2022. Does that mean I'm the best? Who knows? What it does mean is that I have left a good enough impression on the community for them to vote me best real estate agent of Winnebago County 2 years running. So having the distinction of being voted best real estate agent in Winnebago County has opened up a lot of doors for me, which not only helps me, but it helps you as my client, whether it's lenders, inspectors, even just relationships with other agents. I was born and raised in Oshkosh, and I absolutely love this community within Winnebago County and the Fox Valley. And what I love most about it is giving back and volunteering. I work at Addison Jones for two reasons, belief and opportunity. The belief that I have in them and the belief that they have in me and all of the other agents. The opportunity here is unparalleled. The team at Addison Jones goes above and beyond to make sure that each agent has everything that they need to be the best that they can be.
Attention firearm owners, it's time to turn unused firearms, ammo, and accessories into cash. I'm Dave Dorsey, owner of DeBoss Firearms. As an FFL dealer, we can legally handle and transfer your firearms, providing you with a safe, hassle-free solution. Looking to sell other sporting goods? We can help there too. Visit our website at DeBossFirearms.com. Call us at 920-235-5440 or stop by our store located at 609 North Main Street in Oshkosh.
Brewers fans, step up to the plate for safety with Apex Safety and Compliance. In addition to their extensive OSHA training catalog, Apex Safety and Compliance offers first aid, CPR, and AED training services taught by instructors who have experience responding to real-world emergencies. Whether you're a small business or a large corporation, Apex Safety and Compliance can support your needs. Along with learning to save a life, you'll earn a 2-year certification through the American Red Cross. Be prepared to make a difference by logging on to apex-safety.com. Apex Safety and Compliance, where safety is always a home run.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
This is the last game of the day to get underway in Major League Baseball, and it's on a gorgeous Tuesday night from Dodger Stadium. A couple of first-place teams, the Brewers from the Central and the Dodgers from the National League West. Game one of three. Let's wrap up the On Deck Show built by Menards with a quick drive around the league brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Operating Engineers, and Trusted Contractors, building Wisconsin together. Brewers got some good news earlier when Cincinnati was shut out by Cleveland 3-0. The Reds, they have fallen four games behind the Brewers. They've lost 10 of 13. Right now it is the Cubs and White Sox tied up at 3. That game is in the 7th. The White Sox have actually just scored a run to go ahead 4-3. We'll see if the Southsiders can hold on and help out the Brewers. Time to go. Bobby Miller's on the mound. This rookie can bring it. He's ready and for the play-by-play here in the opening innings. Here is my partner, Lane Grindle.
All right. Thank you, Josh. This copyrighted broadcast presented by Authority, the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club, and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. This legal disclaimer is brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at Boucher.com. Christian Yelich stepping into the batter's box. Brewers in their road grays. Dodgers in those classic home whites. And the 24-year-old Bobby Miller brings home the first pitch of this game, and it is lined into center field for a base hit. Christian Yelich getting things started the right way in SoCal. Yelich, who had three hits in that White Sox series, wasted no time and hits the first pitch he sees right back up the middle. And he's got himself a seven-game hitting streak now with that single. The man aboard, and here's William Contreras. Miller's pitch, and Contreras takes low for a ball. It's 1-0. 77 degrees at first pitch. Got underway on time at 7:10 West Coast time here at Dodger Stadium. Miller from the stretch brings home the pitch, and Contreras took a strike on the outside edge. Might have been a wide strike from home plate umpire Will Little, but a close pitch all the same. And it's 1-1 on William. 12 home runs on the year for William. 54 driven in. Miller's pitch, breaking ball, chopped foul at the plate. And it's 1-2 on Contreras, who's hitting .275 now on the year. Three hits in the White Sox series. And three RBIs in that three-game sweep. Miller with a long look in. And with five on the pitch clock, he brings home the pitch, and he missed low with a slider. And the count is level now, two balls and two strikes. Miller, a former first-round pick out of Louisville. He was a pick at the end of the 2020 draft. 29th overall. Had a bit of an injury this spring, so he missed all of the Cactus League season. 2-2 is low, and the count is full now. Three balls and two strikes. He had some soreness in his shoulder, so he didn't get his season started until April. It didn't take him long, just four AAA starts before he got called up to make his debut on May 23rd. And he's stuck in the rotation pretty much ever since. Contreras takes low, and he works the walk, and the Brewers off to a good start here in the top of the first. A real threat here. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference, and this is an important development for Nisha Forrest from Monroe, because she is our contestant in the quick trip around the bases presented by Ferrero Butterfinger, Nestle Crunch, and Bueno. If the Brewers score in this top of the first, it's a $100 Quick Trip gift card to Nisha. Compliments of Ferrero Butterfinger, Nestle Crunch, Bueno, and Quick Trip. Here's Carlos Santana. Miller looks back at Yelich and now kicks and brings home the pitch, and Santana took up and away. And it's 1-0. Two batters into this game, but you couldn't script a better start so far for the crew. One-oh pitch. And Santana, high fly ball out to deep right field. Going out is Hayward. It's going to be the center fielder Outman in right center to call him off and make the catch up against the wall. On the warning track, Yelich will tag from second and get to third. And the Brewers have runners on the corners with one away. Santana gave that one a ride. It looked like maybe he had homered for the second consecutive game, but the ballpark just held it. And there's one away now for Sal Frelick. Frelick hitting .258, three home runs, 15 driven, and he's got 11 driven in his last 10 games, and this is an RBI opportunity for him right here. Miller brings home the pitch, and the breaking ball dropped in there for a strike. And it's 0-1 on Frelick. Couple of rookies doing battle here. Big moment early in this game. Miller looks in. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and Frelick chops one foul up the first base line. And it's nothing and two on Sal. Miller has a big arm. You heard Craig Counsell talking about him in the On Deck show built by Menards. He will sit in the upper 90s, and he will touch 100 frequently with his fastball. We've seen a lot of off-speed from him, frankly, here in this top of the first. A lot of curveballs, a lot of sliders. 0-2 pitch. Frelick, broken bat, grounder to second base. Betts has it. He'll go to second for one. That's all they're going to get. So Yelich will score from third, and the Brewers are on the board. It's 1-0 Crew as Frelick hits into the fielder's choice RBI. And congratulations to Nisha Forrest from Monroe. $100 Quick Trip gift card, compliments of Ferrero Butterfinger, Nestle Crunch, Bueno, and Quick Trip. So runner at first and two outs now. And Willie Adames is the batter after Frelick drives in his 16th of the season. Miller's pitch is down and away with a two-seam fastball at 100 miles an hour. And it's 1-0 on Willie. Adames with a hit in each of the four games since he sat those two games in the Rockies series. And they've been meaningful hits for the most part, too. 1-0. And he flinched and took a changeup down in the dirt. And it's two balls and no strikes on Adames. 2.03 average, 18 home runs. That leads the team. 51 driven in for Willie. Leverage count for Adames. The 2-0 swing and a miss. 99 with that sinker down and away, and it's 2-1. Miller grew up not that far from Milwaukee. McHenry, Illinois, northwest of Chicago, straight south of Burlington, Wisconsin. Across the border and into Illinois. 2-1. Bouncer behind the bag at third. Muncy plays it on a big hop, pats the glove, throws across in time to get Adames. And the inning is over. Brewers able to get a run, though, on a fielder's choice RBI from Sal Frelick. We've played half an inning at Dodger Stadium. It's the Brewers 1, and the Dodgers coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
You can go to AddisonJones.com, and you can put in what's my property worth by just searching address. And that gets the conversation started. But also on our website, we have agent bios. You can read about who you'd want to work with, and you can choose from the 85 great agents that we have on our team in four different locations. So how do agents add value for sellers? Experienced agents that know the market give accurate pricing. We do a free market analysis, and it's a great time in spring to get that started. I think when you're choosing a real estate agent, you want to know that they live and work in your community. I think you want to know that they're side by side with you at the grocery store, or you know, going to the local Kiwanis or the YMCA, or some of these different networking places where we're supporting what makes our city special and are trying to make the community better for future generations. And that's one thing that Addison Jones values highly. We give back through area foundations, we participate in community events, and we are going to continue to be there for our buyers, sellers, and our community.
Brewers fans, step up to the plate for safety with Apex Safety and Compliance. In addition to the
locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for News Talk and Sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Compliance can support your needs. Along with learning to save a life, you'll earn a 2-year certification through the American Red Cross. Be prepared to make a difference by logging on to apex-safety.com. Apex Safety and Compliance, where safety is always a home run.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Dalt Education.
good start here in game one of this three-game series, pushing a run across in the top of the first inning. And a 1-0 lead for the Brewers before the Dodgers have come to the plate. So a little run support for Adrian Houser as he gets ready to make his 15th start of the season. 17th appearance overall, 4-3 with a 4.38 ERA for the Brewers right-hander. And Mookie Betts leads off for the Dodgers. Takes a first pitch strike on a two-seam fastball down and in. And it's 0-1 on Mookie. Betts hitting .287. 31 home runs and 80 driven in. Now time is called as a baseball came onto the field out in left. Christian Yelich picks it up and tosses it to the ball boy, who then throws it right back in the crowd just to somebody else. Nothing and one on Betts. Hauser's pitch, and Betts took a curveball down and away. It's 1-1. Betts very good in that Colorado series over the weekend. He went 5-for-11 and drove in three. And he hits one on a one-hopper, a bullet to third. Fielded by Monasterio, he spins and throws across and takes care of Betts. That was hit very hard, and it got on Monasterio in a hurry, but he was able to pick it clean. And then had plenty of time to make the throw once he did. One away for Freddie Freeman. 339 average for Freeman. Another fantastic season. 23 home runs. He's driven in 83. And the first pitch. Got the inside edge with a strike. It's 0-1. Freeman in year two in Los Angeles. Bounces one behind the bag at first. It's a fair ball fielded by Santana from foul territory. He throws to Houser covering the bag to retire Freeman. Ooh, the Brewers flashing some leather here in the bottom of the first. A couple of really nice plays by Monasterio and then that one by Santana. You won't see more range from a first baseman than what Carlos Santana just gave the Brewers right there. That was not an easy play. So two down for Will Smith. First pitch brought home, and Smith takes his strike, and it's 0-1. Brewers baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. A one is a little bit outside, and it's a ball into strike here. Smith hitting .275, 15 home runs. He's driven in 59. And he hits a fly ball out to right. Taylor going back onto the warning track with room. He makes the catch a couple of steps onto the track. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Adrian Houser in the bottom of the first. We go to the second. 1-0 Crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Baseball's greatest calls.
How about Russ Hodges in 51? The Giants win the pennant. The Giants win the pennant.
Or Jack Buck on Gibson's game winner in 1988 to beat the A's. I don't believe what I just saw.
And there's Easter Sunday in 87. And they've done it again. 12 in a row.
I remember it well, pal.
What's your favorite call of all, Bob?
I think I'd have to go with Usinger's and baseball. It's just not summer without them.
That is a great one. And it's from 1880.
They don't call Usinger's America's finest sausage for nothing, Tony.
Get your game on at the Island Resort and Casino with first-round picks of your favorite slots and table games. Bring friends and watch your favorite team compete on big screens. Grab game day eats in T-McSee's Sports Bar or celebrate your team's victory in Horizon's Steakhouse. To book your game time at the Island Resort and Casino, call 800-682-6040 today.
Now is your chance at huge savings on all your favorites during Fleet Farm's Balloon Pop event. This Saturday at participating locations, the first 300 shoppers will receive a ticket to shop and pop to get anywhere from 10 to 100% off their entire purchase. Fill your cart and pop a balloon at checkout to reveal your savings. Don't miss out. Doors open at 7 a.m. this Saturday. We have what you need for your everyday life. Fleet Farm.
Bob Uecker. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Los Angeles, and the Brewers with a 1-0 lead over the Dodgers. As Mark Canna will lead off the top of the second for the Crew against Bobby Miller. 24-year-old brings home the pitch, and Canna takes high for ball one. Mark Canna heating up in a Brewers uniform. Last nine games, nine hits, 9 for 30 with three doubles in that stretch. And a swing and a miss at a fastball at 98. About belt high. One ball and one strike on Canna. 242 average, six home runs. He's driven in 34. And Miller's 1-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. A little late on that fastball at 99. He's come right at him with a couple of fastballs. And Canna has been tardy so far. It is a big-time fastball from Bobby Miller. 1-2 pitch. Canna checked his swing on a pitch high, and it's even now. Two balls and two strikes. Canna with 3 for 6 with two RBIs in that White Sox series. Righty-on-righty matchup here, the 2-2. And he missed just off the plate with a four-seam fastball at 100. Haven't seen a lot of Bobby Miller yet, but Josh, it feels like a guy that second time through the order, a little bit more comfortable at bat for most of these guys that have never seen him before. Three-two pitch. High fly ball into shallow right field. Jason Hayward racing in, nearing the line, makes the catch in shallow right for the first out. I'm not sure it's ever comfortable facing a guy that throws this hard. And the Brewers have actually had pretty good at-bats against him so far. However, when you've never seen a guy before, and you get a chance to see him once, you've got to think that second time a little bit more comfortable, a little bit easier to get into your game plan. Pitch to Andrew Monasterio, missed inside. It's 1-0.
Well, they say about Bobby Miller's fastball, as much velocity as he brings, it's a pretty straight pitch. Not a lot of movement to it. So if you can time it up, you can do some damage.
1-0 pitch. In there for a strike with a fastball at 99. It's 1-1.
I mean, easier said than done, right?
Yeah, that's... If you can time it up, that's the key part of it.
Yeah.
Here's the 1-1. Monasterio drives one out to center. Going back is Outman onto the warning track at the wall. He made the catch and bangs up against the wall in the process. Oh, Monasterio gave it a ride. Outman had a good beat on it all the way and made the catch and did a little damage to the right center field wall in the process. It's a nice play by James Outman, the young rookie center fielder. A loud out from Monasterio, though. Brewers have had a couple of them against Miller so far, and here's Bryce Terang. First pitch to Bryce is outside of the fastball. He checked his swing in time, and it's 1-0. Miller working from the windup, the 1-0 pitch. Up and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. Well, nothing beats the heat, and it's been hot here in California the last couple of days. Like cold, creamy Cedar Crest ice cream. Could have gone for that last night. 2-0, ground ball. Smothered by Freeman at first behind the bag. He will toss to Miller, covering in time to retire Terang. And the side. Yep, we could have used some Cedar Crest yesterday when we were on our two-hour walk around the Rose Bowl. Also, perfect dessert after a tasty Usinger brat, fresh from Wisconsin. Usingers in Cedar Crest, Wisconsin's best.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
As an emergency medical technician, I hope motorists can remember these four life-saving words. Buckle up, phones down. It means wear a seatbelt. Every seat, every trip. And when driving, stay focused on the road ahead. Protect yourself, spare your family, and emergency responders from needless trauma.
Do your part to help us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads. A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
In Wisconsin, making memories together is for everyone, whatever your ability. So here's to soaking up surf culture right here on Wisconsin's Fresh Coast. To making time for stargazing as a family. And to imaginations clear for takeoff. Here's to festies with besties. And singing along to your favorite song. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Start your summer getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 57. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 85. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 61. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 71.
Tina, swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slider. And back-to-back strikeouts for Hauser here in the bottom of the second. Another ortho ASAP strikeout. And there's two down for David Peralta. Well, Fleet Farm has what you need one stop. From hardware to pet food, you'll find the top brands at great prices. Fleet Farm. Hauser's first pitch. to Peralta. He is a slider for a strike, and it's 0-1. And at least early on, Adrian all over the strike zone. He is a strike thrower here so far tonight. Peralta tried to check his swing. They say he did. Peels to third, and Ryan Addison said he did not offer it that curveball down in the dirt. And it's a ball and a strike on him. One one, swing and a miss. He chased the elevated fastball, and it's 1-2. That is a big pitch for Adrian against lefties. If he can work that fastball up against lefties, it's typically a pretty good night for him. Teams like to load the lineup with lefties against him. Sinker missed inside. William Contreras thought it was strike three. He was headed for the dugout. Probably just missed. But a good pitch from Hauser all the same. It's 2-2. Here's the pitch. Bouncer towards second base. Terang has it. Couple of steps and then fires over to first in time. It's another 1-2-3 inning for Adrian Hauser. Off to a very good start here tonight in Los Angeles. 1-0 Brewers as we head to the third on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family.
Boat Tussle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Boat Tussle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
Hi, I'm Dave Dorsey, the owner of D-Boss Firearms in Oshkosh. If you're looking for extra cash, bring us your firearms, ammo, and accessories to place in our monthly nationwide auction. Have you inherited firearms that you don't want but don't know what to do with? Bring them to us. As an FFL dealer, we can legally handle and transfer your firearms, and we can even auction off other sporting good items. For more details, visit dbossfirearms.com, call 920-235-5440, or stop by at 609 North Main Street in Oshkosh.
C. McBee Realty. Honest, reliable, and sometimes fun to work with. C. McBee Realty, your one-stop shop for all your real estate needs. 920-642-0980. Call today for your free comparable market analysis. You may be surprised at what your home is worth. C. McBee Realty, 920-642-0980. Truth be told, Chris gets it sold. 920-642-0980.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
It's at Z-Bart.
We go to the third inning here on a beautiful night in Los Angeles, California. 1-0 Brewers, and in with the play-by-play, here's Josh Maurer.
Well, thank you, Mr. Grindle. Yeah, the sun is beginning to set over the mountains. Tyrone Taylor breaks his bat, swings at the first pitch, then grounds it right back to the mound. Bobby Miller fields and throws Tyrone out by about three steps. Not waiting around for me to tell the tale of the sunset. Tyrone going after the first offering there from Miller is retired 1-3. And back to the top of the lineup, Christian Yelich for a second time. He has scored the game's lone run after he singled. Takes a pitch here. 100 miles an hour, letter high, called a strike. The San Gabriel Mountains. 0-1 pitch. Called a strike. That time with a curveball in the inside corner. Nothing in two. They loom off in the distance as we look out at the outfield from Dodger Stadium. Wind up in the 0-2. That curveball taken low by Yelich. 1-2. It's the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel three-bagger in the third contest. And our contestant tonight is Angela Schickert. She's from Campbellsport. 1-2 pitch inside. Yelich took on a slider. 2-2. Angela wins a Pottawatomie prize package. If a member of the crew hits a triple this inning, visit WTMJ.com to enter and to get official contest rules. 2-2 to Yelich is up and away. 99-mile-an-hour fastball, and so from 0-2, the count is full. Yelich saw only one pitch to begin the game. 3-2 here. Ground ball back up the middle, but the shortstop was positioned right behind the bag. That's Miguel Rojas. He gobbles it up and throws at Yelich. Off the bat, Christian thought he should have a single on that. But good defensive positioning there for the Dodgers, and their very capable shortstop, Miguel Rojas, got him. A couple of ground outs here in the third for Bobby Miller. 1-0 Brewers, and with two out, here's William Contreras. Miller's pitch. Curveball low. William worked a walk back in that first inning in which the Brewers scored their run. The 1-0. Low again. 100-mile-an-hour fastball, 2-0. Craig Counsell, in talking about Bobby Miller to the media pregame, said, "This is a great example of how different baseball is now than from when I played." 2-0, big swing and a foul. That got a good piece of the umpire, Will Little. And he was felled by that. Little takes off his mask, starts to walk. Hobbling a little bit as he goes to deliver a new baseball out to Bobby Miller. Looking at a replay, that foul ball first hit the catcher, Will Smith. And then, after the redirection, it got the umpire, Little. So they were each shaken up a little bit. Will Little has just dusted off home plate. Now the catcher, Smith, is turning around and talking to him. "Are you okay?" "Yeah." "How about you?" "I guess." And we're going to continue. 2-1 on Contreras. Bases empty, two out, and the pitch. Breaking ball, called a strike. That was a good curveball that clipped the inside edge, 2-2.
Define okay.
Yeah. It's all relative, right?
Yeah.
Into the windup, Bobby Miller's 2-2. Swing and a foul. He got a piece that time of a slider, did Contreras, to stay alive. But anyway, Craig Counsell's point was, if you saw a guy that could throw anywhere close to 100 miles an hour back when he played, he was never the starting pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
2-2. Inside. Good take on a changeup. It's a full count on Contreras.
Well, Craig faced Aroldis Chapman when Chapman first came up. You've probably heard Uke tell that story in the past. It's a fun one.
3-2. Strike three called. A bullet. 100 miles an hour right at the bottom of the zone, and Contreras was frozen. That'll retire the side.
But that was the rarity at that point in time. Now, that kind of velocity still catches your eye, but it doesn't maybe lead the headlines anymore.
Now, Bobby Miller's been good. Brewers have a 1-0 lead, though, as Adrian Hauser goes back to the mound for the bottom of the third on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Boat Hustle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Buck Tussle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with Buck Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
If you're a business searching for reliable and efficient trucking or warehousing solutions, this message is for you. Forward Thinking Logistics is a local, service-disabled, veteran-owned company in Wisconsin. Whether you're a small company or a large enterprise, their indoor-outdoor storage and warehousing services, paired with their specialty in local trucking, make them your trusted logistics solution. Forward Thinking Logistics, 920-706-0292. That's 920-706-0292 or forwardthinkinglogistics.com.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. "Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?" "No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?" "Nuh-uh." You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Adrian. Ryan Howser has retired the first six Dodgers to come up against him. Now back to work in the bottom of the third with a 1-0 lead. He'll face Jason Hayward, then James Outman, and Miguel Rojas. Veteran Hayward swings and flies one to center field. Back goes Frelick, back right near the warning track, and onto it, makes the catch. Still had a few steps to go, did Sal, before he reached the fence. It's another loud out for the Dodgers, but an out indeed. In fact, that's the second fly ball that's been caught on the warning track of the seven outs that Adrian has recorded. He's also had a couple of terrific defensive plays in the infield. One down for the rookie James Outman. Another left-handed hitter. And Howser pumps strike one with a fastball that just caught the outside corner. Outman having a terrific rookie season, batting .257. He takes strike two with a curve, nothing in two. 14 home runs, 51 driven in for Outman. Howser kicks, and the 0-2 pitch struck him out looking. Two-seam fastball right at the top of the zone, and Outman could not get the bat off of his shoulders. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. And that's the third Ortho ASAP strikeout for Adrian Howser. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Base is empty. Eight up, eight retired for Howser. And here comes Miguel Rojas. Got a safe driving tip for you from our friends at Schneider's, whose professional truck drivers remind you to put your phone away while driving and to use extra caution in work zones. Rojas up there, he takes strike one with another two-seam fastball. Longtime Miami Marlin. 0-1 pitch. Hit on the ground to third, right at Andrew Monasterio, who fields it cleanly on the second hop. Throw across is perfect. Rojas is out, and it's another 1-2-3 inning for Adrian Howser. What a great first turn through this very difficult Dodgers lineup. On to the fourth, 1-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Hi, we're the Woodman's. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on big pack snacks.
16-ounce bags of Bailey popcorn, $4.49, or 26-ounce bags of Chi-Chi's tortilla chips for $3.79.
I can run the hot prices on big time snacks.
Popcorn, $4.49, tortilla chips, $3.79.
Boy, big time.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Original Light Beer, rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee too. It's Miller time. Brewers and Avengers fans assemble on Tuesday, August 22nd for Marvel Superhero Night presented by Toyota. The crew hosts the Twins and you'll get a Brewers branded Avengers hat with a special Superhero Night ticket. Get yours at brewers.com/theme nights. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It'll be Carlos Santana, then Sal Frelick and Willie Adames. 3-4-5 in the Brewers' order against Bobby Miller. We go to the fourth, 1-0 Milwaukee. They scored in the first. Santana swings and grounds one to second base. On two hops, it bounds right into the glove of Mookie Betts. He makes the short toss over in time to get Santana. He was in the middle of the rally in the first. Hit a fly out almost to the fence in right center that advanced a runner to third. Now he's 0-2, but that deep flyout allowed this man, Sal Frelick, to drive home Christian Yelich with a ground out. Bobby Miller facing Frelick again. And he paints the inside corner with a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. Left-handed hitter, right-handed hurler. 0-1, swung on and missed. That was a curveball. Nothing in two. Scoreless third inning for Adrian Hauser, brought to you by Carbless, proud partner of your Milwaukee Brewers, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. On the windup, the 0-2 pitch, chopped foul slowly up the first base side. And Frelick remains in there 0-2. No carbs, no sugar, a variety of flavors. Carbless available at American Family Field for you to enjoy, or grab Carbless at your local grocer. Liss is more. Miller with another 0-2. Swung on and tipped foul in and out of the mitt of Will Smith, who could not hold on to it. And Frelick still with life. Oh, Smith almost had that ball squeezed in the big catcher's mitt, but it just fell out at the last moment. Now another 0-2. Frelick took down and in. 101-mile-an-hour sinker.
Easy enough if you can just time it up.
Somebody really smart on this broadcast said that earlier. 1-2 pitch. Chopped foul. Frelick hits it back to the on-deck circle.
Now, in all reality, these guys are the best hitters in the world. If you miss a spot even with 100 or 101, a lot of times they're going to square that ball up.
One out, no base runners in the pitch. Strike three called with a changeup on the inside corner at the bottom of the zone. 91-mile-an-hour changeup from Bobby Miller gets Frelick looking. That was only the second strikeout for the rookie, and there's two away in the fourth. 1-0 Brewers, and Willie Adames to the plate. Adames grounded to third, back in the first. And now the sun is just about completely set overhead. Pitch to Willie, pumped in. 99 on the inside corner, strike one. The beautiful setting of Chavez Ravine. Pitch bounces in there. Boy, that changeup hit 2 or 3 feet in front of home plate for ball one. This is the largest capacity of any major league ballpark. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Pulled a string with a better changeup that time, did Miller. 1-2. 56,000 is the capacity here at Dodger Stadium. Next closest is Yankee Stadium, about 52,000. Two out, nobody on. The 1-2. Bounced in. Curveball hit in front of the plate. 2-2 on Adames. This is also the third oldest Major League Stadium left, behind only Wrigley and Fenway. 2-2. Swing and a miss. That was gas. Elevated 101-mile-an-hour fastball, and Miller just blew it on by Willie Adames for strike three. Now, that looked a bit unfair. Great stuff from Bobby Miller, who strikes out two in a 1-2-3 inning. Hauser back to work. Bottom four, 1-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's in your future? High school graduation? A career change? Returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. The 10,000-strong men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. With world-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Ferrero. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any size Butterfinger, Nestle Crunch, or Bueno product with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Ferrero. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Ferrero, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones, so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection, so dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The Sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Whoa! Oh,
visit U.S. Cellular in-store or online, and we'll help set your phone to US mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left center field!
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Adrian Houser will face the top of the Dodgers order. 1-0 Brewers, bottom of the fourth, and Mookie Betts. He'll take a curveball for a strike right through the heart of the plate. Betts robbed by Andrew Monasterio at third base. Great play, diving, opening up the outing for Adrian. Now the 0-1, a little bit high. That was very close on a sinker, 1-1. There's been some hard contact, but the Dodgers don't have a base runner as yet. 1-1 pitch. Ground ball towards second. Diving to his left to rank. He got a glove on it, knocked it down. But by the time he's able to pick it back up, he has no play. What an effort, Bryce Terang. That was a full extension dive. Just to hit that ball with his glove was pretty remarkable, but all he did in the end was make it an infield single for Mookie instead of an outfield single. And now the Dodgers have their first runner. Betts is aboard with great speed as Freddie Freeman comes to the plate. First pitch. Chopped foul back towards the first base on deck circle. The Brewers got their first two batters of the game on base against Bobby Miller. That led to the game's only run. They've had 12 in a row retired ever since. The 1 to Freeman. Big swing, and he fouled it straight back. Going after an elevated fastball from Houser. It's nothing in two on Freeman. So now we've had a total of just three base runners tonight as we play with nobody out in the bottom of the fourth. 0-2 pitch. Swing ground ball towards second. Long run to his right to Rang. He bobbles it, trying to pick it up and tag second. And he has no play. In his haste to field that ball as he sprinted towards second base, Terang either had it roll up on him or maybe just took his eye off it at the last moment because he thought about tagging second to get a force on Betts and then completing a double play on Freeman. Instead, he got nobody out. And that is potentially a game-changing play. They're going to call it an error on Bryce Terang. That allows Mookie Betts to safely reach second. Freddie Freeman is at first on a fielder's choice. Two on, nobody out for Will Smith, the catcher. Now the pitch. That is low, 1-0. You don't need me to tell you how good defensively Bryce Terang is and has been all season. That is only his second ever major league error. But boy, it feels big. 1-0 Brewers, the pitch. Smith swings and misses. Good two-seam fastball at the knees, 1-1. That was also the first Brewers error of the entire road trip, now four games in. Smith flew to the warning track in right his first time. 1-1 is lifted, foul, right field side again, and well out of play. Second deck. And Houser is ahead of the Dodgers all-star catcher, 1-2. Infield at double play depth again. Houser looks back at second. Betts with great speed leads. 1-2 pitch. Swung off.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes.
Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.